actually found her on Craigslist.
Hello?
We posted an ad, and she was like the first person to reply. And she came down, and she sang with us, and she was awesome. And she had a great voice and really easy to work with, and it clicked right away, and we got right to work.
And she lives on the east side, right? She's from, like, Bellevue or something,
yeah.
Right? Okay. And she has kind of, like, a different, I mean, what was it like to, it sounds like you clicked right away, but what was it like to kind of go from it? It's obviously a different vocal style than you were working with before. She's more of, like, a, I don't know, what kind of voice would you say she has?
Maybe well, it actually works, I mean, like, I would have probably, you know, before we found Kim and after we parted ways with Charles, I probably would have sang if I could have, because I was writing a lot of the songs and melodies, but I just don't have a great voice, and a lot of the old, like, 60s producers that I'm really into had girls with really, really, really pretty voices sing their songs. Like, you know, one that comes to mind is Lee Hazelwood, who's probably my favorite songwriter of all time. He wrote all Nancy Sinatra's songs and had her sing. So it was this kind of lower baritone voice that was writing these songs, but it was this, you know, chanteuse with a more pretty voice singing them. And so I didn't think it was actually very weird at all. I actually really liked it because she can sing, you know, a billion times prettier than I can, and I think, you know, I love the sound of her voice.
So it kind of worked perfectly for what you envisioned doing.
Yeah.
And what bands had she sung in before? Has she been in other bands that people would know?
No, I don't think so. This is actually like her first band. I think she tried to put a few things together, but, you know, she has a really good voice and a knack for, you know, harmony and notes, but she doesn't write songs, and I write a lot of songs, but don't have a nice voice to execute them, so it's kind of like a perfect match.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she really liked their songs, and it, you know, she's you know, sings them really well, and has like put her own spin on it and put a lot into it, and it's been a really good match.